And we are now formally back in session. It is 3:22 on Saturday, September 14th. 2020. In 2013, Andrea.
That the LSB determine policy and protocol for when or if it is appropriate for management to contact and involve police in station efforts to keep staff and KPFA premises safe. This item is to be placed on the next agenda.
Second?
Second.
Margie?
Okay.
I do not believe this body has our authority is to our authority is to determine policy. I don't know exactly what protocol means in this situation, but I don't think it's appropriate for us to pass a motion that says we determine protocol. We determine policy. It is management's responsibility to enforce that policy. It is our responsibility to evaluate management on the basis of whether or not they enforce appropriate policies. And so if Andrea doesn't want to take it out, I'll make an amendment to withdraw the word protocol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you can make a policy. So you make it. You'll make a policy. A policy.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Right. And can we have an immediate vote on this question?
Yes.
All in favor, please signify. Aye. Okay. Aye. Any opposed? Aye. No. All right.
Wait.
Moving
Wait,
right
along.
Mal's opposed.
Two opposed.
Three. Three opposed.
No, not me. I'm not opposed.
Okay.
Two opposed.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions? See, okay. No abstentions. Moving on to the next item on our agenda is the treasurer's report.
Go, Barbara. Right on.
Barbara, the soul of patience.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if you make a short
Yeah.
Sure
and sweet.
Pass this around.
Thanks.
This is a five-page document. It's not a financial report per se. It's the saga of the KPFA budget that they've been through.
Since your last meeting. The same thing.
I'm going to give you just a little information you may want to write down. How much money we got in the bank, how many bills we are waiting to pay. And this is the part of the year where our money is the tightest, typically, and it's typical this year. Currently, we have $60,000 in the bank. Our business manager knows that by the 20th, we'll get another $40,000. That's when the automatic payments come in that time of the month. And we have currently $80,000 and $319 waiting to be paid. One of those bills is very large. It's $34,000 for medical coverage. So you can see how close we are. We're waiting with bated breath for the fund drive to start on the 23rd and the credit card things that come to us immediately will be very much appreciated. Okay, this report, for those who just came back in the room, is not a financial report. In fact, some draft financial reports have been issued by the CFO, but I really don't want to present them. They've been, I think, quoted inappropriately as though they are complete. And our business manager tells me there's lots of information that needs to be put in to the record before we get any more complete financial reports. This is a chart Our business manager is an expert in making these charts. And this is the saga of our budget. So you'll see four major or five columns here. The one on the far left, of course, is the account numbers and names of our various revenue and expense accounts. The first column is the budget as it was passed by this body on August 10th. And then you probably all heard the tale of the investigation that went on after that meeting by the business manager and the data manager because of remaining questions about the difference between the total in listener support and when looking at the assumptions page, which isn't here, the total that was to be raised by fund drives. And it was thought there needed to be more explanation of what that the difference between those two were. It was about $200,000. And the business manager and I attempted to explain what did go into listener support that wasn't fund drives, but there was still a sum that was unidentified, unquantified. We knew what it was. We knew it was these EFTs in perpetuity that go into the bank. People that sign up to have money taken out every month, but it isn't showing up in any fund drive. It's been going on for years. So when the business manager and the data manager went into the budget template, they found problems. They corrected those problems. It changed just a very few items in our budget, and that's represented in this second column. If you all look at line 13, net income, where the figures are largest, we had a very small net income when you voted on August 10th, $2,963. That was this after the whole revenue and expenses were taken. It's the surplus that was available. After the corrections, and there were a few listed in these tiny columns in between, we had a little bit smaller surplus of $2,400. This was what was then discussed in the National Finance Committee meeting when we presented our budget. And there was, of course, the overriding problem, disagreement about whether or not depreciation needed to be included. So at the end of that meeting on the 3rd, there was still divided opinion, although there was some representation as though there had been consensus, and there really wasn't. So the last two columns here show the one with the $8,765 surplus is what our business manager came up with in her computer and using the template. And at that point, the business manager, the GM, and myself had proposed adding four fundraising days in order to accommodate this adding of depreciation, still have a small surplus, and not make any cuts in the personnel costs that were being planned for the budget. However, the final column over on the right is what the Finance Committee voted on. They did not accept our proposal for four fundraising days. They wanted only two added, and that meant that there were cuts that needed to be proposed in order to end up with this small surplus there, $3,861. So this is the budget that's going to be presented to the PNB. You'll see in the thin columns in between. The differences as we compare, like going back to the first one, there's very few difference between the first budget you voted on and the second one, and then a few more differences between that and the third column. But the fourth column are all really being compared to this one that had $2,400 surplus, because that's the one that the Finance Committee was dealing with when they made their proposal. If you all just follow these small, narrow columns in between, you'll see the changes that were made from one budget to the other. Does everybody understand what I mean about these two are compared, these two are compared, but when you're comparing this one, go back to the middle one here. That's what the numbers in this tiny column mean. So my opinion about the budget process for this organization is that it's really screwed up. And I think, I don't know how it can be repaired without a lot of change. Something has to happen. I don't think it's fair or a good idea that four stations get to decide what one other station's budget should be. And I know that probably there are people that disagree with that. But I'm encouraged by the fact that we have now a CFO who has more experience and credentials than our previous CFO. And I hope that he can... I hope that he can help us clear up and have a more professional way of preparing budgets. And I believe the stations should advise each other, or discuss them, ask questions. But as far as demanding or voting on a budget that is not accepted by the station, I just think that's a very bad process. So, yes, I'm sure there are questions.
All right. Well, okay. Well,
did you say what you want us to do about all this stuff before?
Actually, I'm not proposing much in the way of what to do, except that I almost hope our representatives on the PNB might object to the process. I'm sure Tracy won't object, but maybe our others would.
But so this is not to be accepted or rejected. We've already gone through.
Well, the PNB has the final vote.
It's in their court now.
Right.
So this is not. This is not.
It hasn't been presented to them yet. It
okay. So our votes here are irrelevant.
You voted on it on August 10th.
All right. Okay. I just want to remind people that we've spent many sessions on the budget. It is now 3:35. We have a PNB report coming up. Elections have been suspended. There have been a lot of changes. I would hope we would get to that. We will have now a discussion. I think that what it had been said was that it was on here to have a 20-minute discussion. This has gone now about 9 minutes. And I know that's not a time frame that is required, but since there's no action, I think it's fair, and we'll start running times on people. We'll have Jack, Tracy, Andrea, Jan.
I would like to make a sense of the board motion that the board commend Barbara for the work that she has put into this budget and support her efforts in carrying it through.
Second.
Second.
I'd like to amend that to include our business manager.
Barbara and Maria.
Yes.
I agree.
All right. On discussion? Tracy, you want to discuss that?
No, I want to discuss the treasurer's report. Is it not possible to do that?
No, it's possible. I thought you were voting. You were saying there was a motion on the floor. Did you want to say that something about Barbara and Maria?
No, I don't want to say anything about Barbara and Maria. I want to say anything about
the budget. All right.
Let's vote on the motion.
Let's vote on the motion. Did you want to say something? Yeah.
I just want.
Yeah. Go ahead. You had
just.
I'm not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is a motion. Tracy, there's a motion on the floor.
Which has been seconded.
So when are we going to do Q&A on the treasurer's report?
After the motion.
As long as we get back to it and don't run out of time. It'll be fast, but there's something that needs to be.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to, this is what I was going to say before. I think that this comparison is excellent. I really appreciate it. And I assume Maria did it.
Her computer did it.
No, Maria did it.
Well, I mean, both brains, but her
computer. All right.
Call a question?
Yeah.
All right. All in favor, please give a round of applause.
No.
You're not going to clap?
Okay. Pass. Anybody opposed? They can give a Bronx cheer. An abstention by Tracy. Okay. Treasurer's report. I had Tracy, Andrea, Jana.
No, I'm.
Oh, you're done. Okay. Oh, okay, that was yours. Tracy, Andrea.
Well, you know, it never takes a look. It never hurts to sort of take a look at actual numbers. And the funny thing is, if you look at the actual numbers, the total revenue approved by the LSB, $3,470,000. Total revenue approved by the NFC for the station, $3,461,000, which is, in fact, a whopping reduction of $9,000, but in the scheme of $3.4 million, not much. Then you get to total expenses, and you have $3,456,000 approved by the LSB. You get to the NFC, you have $3,457,000. Approved by the NFC. So that is a grand total of less than $1,000 difference. So we're having this three-page spreadsheet and a half-an-hour treasurer's report on a net difference of maybe $5,000, which is approximately 1.12% of our budget. So I guess part of the question here is, I'm not sure, frankly, that the amount of time spent preparing all of this and doing the report is kind of almost a net loss in and of itself, because what it comes down to is it's not much difference between these two budget drafts at all.
Next. The big difference is the cutting of personnel expenses.
Personnel expenses, as I said, were increased by $100,000 over current year spending.
All right, we're not getting into a pissing contest.
This year is 1.85, next year is 1.95 million.
Okay.
That's higher.
Anyway.
Look at your financial statement.
Okay. Yes, Andrea.
Barbara, if you could just help me understand one very tiny question, and then I wanted to check in if maybe we could make a plan about how, like a little timeline for budgeting and goal setting and priorities. I know that last couple of years it feels like we've gotten ourselves into kind of this last minute, this kind of frantic budgeting. And I'm wondering if, you know, based on your reflection of this process over this past year, you know, now that the crunch is off maybe a little bit, would it be possible for us to, I'm sorry. Would it be possible for us to create a timeline so that we could make time certain on our LSB meetings and maybe have special, maybe, you know, I think it'd be wonderful to include the public, and maybe, God forbid, we should actually do a town hall meeting, but to do a special, even to attach onto a regular LSB meeting, maybe say we start at 10 and have 10 to 11 be a town hall style Well, we talk about priorities and let the public talk to us about that and do some goal setting. Do you feel comfortable doing that, giving us a sketch of what some of the important landmark dates are in the course of a year? And I know that there's been some difficulty getting information from the national or whatever.
I'm happy to respond to that. There is a schedule that has been set and followed in the last few years, and it begins in March. Mm-hmm. And I think we should begin in January.
I kind of do, too.
And this has been the recommendation of our current interim GM. And, again, he has a lot of experience from various places, and that is valuable. Right. I think it makes him have, you know, a good basis for his decisions.
Yeah.
And I think I personally, I know the looming necessity to have town hall meetings has made all of us kind of pull back because of the contentiousness of this situation. But I have thought for a long time having a bit of a town hall meeting in the beginning before our LSB meetings wouldn't be a bad idea. And I would wholeheartedly support the notion that people should bring budget requests to meetings like that. And in fact, we might even have one or so of them be exclusively about, and have some presentation to the public about the budget process. I think it would be a very good addition.
Would you be, if I can follow up, would you be in a position to be able to provide us with that timeline, like what the planning, the one-year cycle is of planning and what your deadlines are?
Mm-hmm. We could draft something like that, and
that'd be great.
I don't feel that I have any authority. I mean, the people that are going to change any schedule that we have are the PNB, and I'm not on the PNB. But I'm happy to work with the business manager and the IGM, whoever is in that seat, to draw up such a draft a proposal for that sort of change.
Yes, I may.
Joy.
I'm just a little concerned about the net income. I'm sorry. The net income for community special events, line 25 on the first page, is $70,000, and that didn't change all the way across. But the total community events expenses is $78,193.
Mr. Kraft's fair. It's terrible that it's split up unevenly on both sides and it needs to be fixed. But the expenses include the Kraft's fair and the income.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish what I was saying so everybody will know where we are.
And then
okay?
Let Barbara answer. Can this is Barbara's report.
I'm asking Barbara to just help me figure this out because I see the Kraft's fair is in the. Oh, I see. So it says here the community special events was 70,000, so it really should be 219,000.
Yep.
Okay. That makes me feel better cuz the total community events was more than expenses was more than event. I got it answered, Barbara. But we should fix that. I mean, they should be together if you're going to count them together.
Yep.
In one, you should count them together in the other.
The summary is, there are a lot of things summarized in that.
Okay.
But the template, as we live with it, other stations do not have a crafts fair, and they have community events. So the summary is helps in the consolidated statements, and that's why there's just one line there.
All right. Now, we have spent several of the last meetings going in detail on the budget. We have gone past the time that we had allotted for this. Again, it is not required that we go, but we've got 15 minutes, and I think myself, I would like to move on to the next agenda item, if there's no objection, and have a report from the PNB. Margie?
Is that okay? Okay. I'm having that thing with papers today. This past Thursday, the PNB passed a motion
to postpone elections until after the first of the year. There was a lot of discussion. There's also under discussion having a in-person meeting in November in Texas, and there was a lot of discussion about, you know, how we spend our money that we don't have, I'd like to point out. But in any case, the decision was made. The primary argument was that elections are too expensive. And I will forward that motion by email to board members, because I had a copy here and I don't know what I did with it. The PMB has spent a great deal of time recently talking both in public and in executive session about the terrible problems at WBAI. I'm sure people have read the articles. There was, as someone pointed out this morning, an article, oh, I guess Richard, in the Wall Street Journal, an article in the New York Times. BAI has laid off virtually its entire staff. There are a handful of people working there. And Andrew Phillips has been called upon to be program manager, and he is working. He is, I think, finding the situation extremely frustrating. There are huge physical problems with the studios being located in one place and the offices in another, and there are enormous financial problems. BAI, even without its paid staff, is unable to meet its financial obligations. They're already 2 months behind in the rent on the tower on the Empire State Building, and it's a very dire situation. We got into it a little bit in executive session at the last PMB meeting, and there will be a special PMB meeting this coming Friday at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern time, to talk specifically about BAI and what, if any, potential solutions there are to saving the station.
That's open session or closed?
I assume it's a closed session because it's a continuation of a closed session that we had. I think a lot of the stuff that we discuss in closed session ought to be talked about in open session, but that's just me. On the audit, Janet asked me specifically on the audit. I am also on the audit committee. The audit of for Pacifica for 2012 has been finalized, and the audit report has been forwarded to the PMB and to the audit committee. And Raul Salvador, our CFO, has indicated that it will be posted on the Pacifica webpage, I believe, this week. So if there's a problem with that, I have had an email exchange with him, and he has indicated that it will be perfectly okay for me to share the audit report with anybody who wants it. So that's fine. And the audit report, I think, indicates a number of problems. There was a big discussion on the audit committee about the fact that this year's audit does not continue the designation of a going concern, which is like total mystery.
Going concern,
which means that we've had that in our audit reports in two previous years, which means that there's a danger that the organization will not be able to finish out the fiscal year without running into serious problems financially. Because the audit was so delayed this year, the audit firm believes that the Pacifica Foundation will be able to finish out the fiscal year, that is, get us through to October 1, without any serious setbacks. So as a result, the ongoing concern was removed. But that's really the reason it was removed. Our liabilities outstrip our assets quite dramatically when you consider that our assets are for the most part not liquid assets. It refers to buildings and equipment owned and
we
stuff
have seven
like licenses.
Just for we have 7 minutes left.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to share from the PMB. I think you know we find ourselves our meetings are particularly contentious and unruly, and I think. I personally believe that reflects the desperation of the situation. Pacifica is in terrible shape, and we are, in constantly trying to figure out how to solve one problem without creating 24 others. And as a result, there's a lot of people are very unkind to one another, and there's a lot of what I consider inappropriate behavior on the PMB meetings, but I think it's a result of the situation, the stress of the situation. The last thing I wanted to report is that the personnel committee is about to make or give us. I'm not exactly sure. The personnel committee has completed the search for candidates for the executive director, and one of the reasons that people are pushing for an in-person meeting in November is so that the candidates can be interviewed in person. There's been some discussion about interviewing them like on a teleconference, which would be much cheaper than having an in-person meeting. Anyway, there's big discussion about all of this, but nothing about that particularly has been resolved.
6 minutes. I think there are two more people who are from the board. I just want to raise remind people. We had two documents. It just occurred to me. We had two documents that were in the confidential session. And I think that we had concluded, although I'm not sure that we did it as explicitly as we needed to, that these do not have to remain confidential. Is
right.
that correct?
There ain't nothing confidential in them.
No. That's not true. Summer's letter has a specific request for confidentiality in it. These documents are confidential. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing in them.
There's nothing in them. But, anyway.
But okay. I wanted to.
All right. Tracy, Dan.
I actually wanted to make a report because I'm on a PMB committee as well.
No. I saw that you're the. These are other members of the PNB who are doing the report. So we now have 5 minutes. So I'm sure that you'll share your 5 minutes.
Ain't gonna take me but a second.
Go ahead.
I think it's worth mentioning that much of the discussion around BAI regards its future and what the options are. It's worth saying there are several offers to sell or swap the license, with large amounts of money attached to them, amounts of money that would endow this organization for a very long time. It is, I think, certainly the perceived impression of the executive director that essentially that's not what the listeners would want, and not the primary goal of anyone running Pacifica is to hang on to those licenses and not to sell them off to the highest bidder. There are also a couple of possibilities for what we call PSOAs or LOAs, which would be scenarios where another organization would temporarily operate a station under an agreement for us and take over the day-to-day handling of things, which, is a scenario where you can get out of an unmanageable situation for a period of time but also maintain your asset for the long run. It's basically the difference between selling your house and renting it. You keep the essential value of the property, and when you get to a better place where it's more suitable for you to live in again, you have that opportunity. So we'll be exploring some of those possibilities. And of course, possibility number 3 is that the station will revitalize internally and find a way with its reduced staff load to somehow meet those transmitter bills, which, considering how significant they are, we couldn't meet them here, let's put it that way. If we plopped another $500,000 onto our annual bills, we'd be underwater. So it's hard, and so the question becomes whether that's realistic or not, and we'll have to see. So that's pretty much it. I just want to correct on the personnel report because it was a little muddled. The executive director pool is down to give or take, I think it's about 10 people, and there's interviews going on every Monday in September, much to my joy, for hours at a time. So starting September 16th, September 23rd, and September 30th, those will be the first round interviews, and the pool will become somewhat smaller. There'll be a second round of interviews probably in October, and the idea is to have the process completed by the second week of November. So hopefully that will get done. The elections have been postponed until 2014, and they'll be on the regular bylaws cycle.
She said that already. Two minutes.
But I'm just saying returning on the regular bylaws cycle, and individuals that would be running for election in 2013 would instead, for three-year terms, would instead run in 2014 for two-year terms. Okay. So it ends up back on schedule.
All right. Dan.
Well, very quickly, I think that what we all need to think about is what is the future of this network. I don't think that BAI is going to be viable at any time in the foreseeable future. I think the only way that Pacifica maintains a station in New York is through some type of signal swap where someone who's got a lot of money pays us for the place on the dial that BAI now occupies, and we get a different place, which is not as good, but which can possibly be rejuvenated and survive. I think PFW is far from being able to meet its bills these days for lots of reasons, many of which I don't understand, but can be perhaps summed up by pointing out that the people there don't know how to work together, don't work together even as well as we do, and as a result, they can't pay their bills. Texas, it's, you know, you don't realize this, is like 1/6 or 1/7 of the budget that we have and can function pretty well. L.A., and we are viable. I think that what we have to think about is a radical reorganization of this network. I don't think the network should be completely wiped out, but I think we need to figure out the different legal and structural ways that would allow the stations to be responsible for their own futures, budget-wise, program-wise, personnel-wise, and to interact with each other in a way that we can all afford rather than a way in which the stations that are doing halfway well subsidize the ones that are doing terribly poorly. And I think this is the conversation. We've dithered about this for years and years and years. BAI is about to fall over the cliff, and we just don't want to be chained to it as it goes over.
It is now 4:00. We can have a couple of more people speak. I want you to know that I got in touch with Richard, and he is going to take it off the website.
Okay, great.
And we've got Andrea and Joy.
Janet.
I'm calling you Andrea mistakenly.
I'm giving a report.
No. Sorry.
So I have a question about the elections. Given that the next election is going to be in the summer of 2014, I don't know. All right, but in any case, it's not going to be till 2014. So I'm wondering whether in the motion that was passed in the PNB, does it address the people who are not termed out at the end of this year and would normally have to run another time? Who continues on the board and on the local station board, and then what happens with the PNB in January?
Okay, so this is my understanding based on what people have said at board meetings and what has been said in emails, because there's been discussion about this in emails. People who have reached the six-year term limit are off their respective LSBs.
As of
end of December, and will be replaced by people who are the continuing runners up in the most recent election, which is provided for in the bylaws. And it has been explained to me that this is what has been done in the past when LSBs have failed to meet their quorums in the election. So that is sort of a practice that Pacifica engages in. Okay. People whose
term is up, that is, who've served 3 years and might or might not run for election, re-election, might or might not have run for re-election this year, will have a fourth year, and if they are, if they choose to run for re-election, will only be eligible to run for 2 years. Okay? Does that make sense to people? Thank you.
All right, really quickly, on the PNB Development Committee, since the very beginning, I've been trying to push all of the stations to celebrate the 65th anniversary in the spirit of collecting money, to raise money to give to Pacifica to save WBAI. So my notion is that we've been fighting the parent forever. Let the PNB raise some money. The PNB raise some money. Pacifica raised money, and all of the stations have a 65th anniversary, and really, really push hard and make a lot of money so that we can help subsidize the saving of WBAI. Now, this was way back in January that I started this, so nothing's happened, but I'm just telling y'all that was my idea, and that's how I was representing you on the Pacifica National Board. It hasn't changed anything. But anyway, I want us to think about the development seriously for the next meeting and look at how are we going to celebrate 65 years of Pacifica.
I just want to remind people that our next meeting will not be on the second Saturday. The second Saturday is a three-day weekend. We will meet on October 19th. Ooh, that's good. What we voted on. Excellent. Just remember, okay? We'll send out reminder notices.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Quick talk, but break it down.
What's going on with developments on the national level? What is the plan?
No plan,
what is
honey.
This?
Stop being the reporting.
I'm not on the committee, Joy is, but I think they have trouble implementing.
Trouble implementing is like, where's our marching orders?
We don't have no development director.
Really, I mean,